AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Whether to argue freely according to conscience above all liberties.
Apologize, Vic. Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Already had a conversation with David Bassay live from Dodger Stadium, said the wind is a whipping.
And we talked to Vic.
And Dave says it's a boom night, that the bats are boom or bust, and tonight is a boom night. With Anthony DeSclafani on the mound for the Giants. Walker Buehler going to go on short rest for the first time in his career. 3 days rest after throwing 99 pitches on Friday. He will be your starter. It will get going at 6 p.m. We will be off at 5 for Dodgers on Deck. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are, Morongo. Good times.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time tonight.
That's going to go boom.
That's what Vassay said. And then Oral Hershiser was like, yeah, positivity.
And he said, I think, boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, just boom, but boom, boom.
Like, do you want to go to the boom, boom room?
Oh, boom,
somebody going to like me?
Boom.
Am I going to like someone? Is somebody going to like me? By the way, I probably have to apologize, too. I mean, last week was pretty heavy week for me. And I was, I let the BIP come and go.
Is it over?
It's over.
Anything happen?
Bachelorette starts tonight.
Ow!
Oh. Bachelorette starts tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the Bachelorette?
An African-American woman.
But was she like on The Bachelor?
Uh-huh.
Which one?
They split them, right? They got two Bachelorettes. No Bachelor. That's how much we love women. Probably in a reaction to the Gruden emails.
Wait a minute. Two in the same season?
No, they had one, and we just finished with her, Katie, and she was terrible.
Oh, that's right.
Then
yeah, that was
terrible.
Then they
did the BIP. And now we have another Bachelorette.
Is that right?
Yes. A tall.
You see the marks. It couldn't be anything else.
African-American woman.
Okay. Are you going to watch it tonight? Do we have a bit? Are we going to have a Bachelorette report tomorrow?
I suppose I should. Huh?
I wait long time for this.
Well, not really, though. I mean.
It's been like a week.
But I did kind of blow it with the BIP, and I want to apologize.
A little bit.
But
there's
of,
no going back on that either.
No.
It's over.
You can never go back.
No, never.
Who won
back.
That BIP, by the way?
Nobody wins the BIP.
Really?
I mean, how do you win? You
fall in love.
I've been anchored to another reality star.
Meaning of life. You produce offspring. Life continues from your seed.
It has happened.
I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
Because that little sperm, it doesn't know. It's just going to go to the egg. It doesn't know about the destructiveness of reality TV. And
single goal oriented.
How thirsty your parents are for reality tweets and likes and clicks and views and club appearances.
Just got a one-track mind. It's on a mission. Find the egg.
We're on a mission to find L.A. because L.A. is my lady. Thursday, man. PMS is live at BJ's. I think we're going to have a kind of a Tokyo pop vibe.
Is that right?
Look at, like this, like an easy listening L.A. vibe.
Jag back.
All the jag bags are coming,
that's
man.
Right.
They love easy listening. We're going to Burbank, Matt. It's been a while.
It's been a long-ass time since COVID started, since we have done a Petros and Money live event in L.A. County.
And we're right next to the freeway, we're under of which Tim Cates drew some blood.
That's how we roll.
Under the bridge downtown, Cates.
Guy came at him. He busted that beer bottle. Wham, right to the neck.
That's where Cates drew some blood. She smiles and then all the Cates girls are coming, I know that.
Hey, I'm Steve.
Cates girls coming? Maybe Layla. Okay. She's always there
for me. BJ's Restaurant and Brew House is home to award-winning handcrafted beers. signature deep dish pizzas, the world famous Pizookie dessert. She knows how to care for you.
Excuse me?
Happy hour specials include $3 domestiques, $4 BJ's signature handcrafted, $5 call drinks.
Oh, I love a $5 you call it.
Seabass!
If that's Seabass over there.
We're making four Boilermakers. Our show is podcastable on the iHeartRadio app. If you want to tweet us and say, hey, I want to get to there. I want to get to that Burbank show so bad.
Am I going to like someone? Is someone going to like me?
We're going to like
you. I hope so.
We're going to like you. You don't even have to hope so. We're going to like you for showing up. At Matt Money Smith on Twitter or at The Real Matt Money Smith on Instagram. At Tim Cates. Scam, will it be back tomorrow? Only if the Dodgers win.
If they don't, no
Ronnie
Cates.
Fascio posting the playlist.
What's
yes,
that, Cates? Have you guys looked outside the window? That wind is whipping. That wind is howling. That wind is whipping. And it's only going to start whipping more. As the sun goes down, well, I would not want to be on that crane. That is major construction happening across the street, and that crane is moving.
I mean, look at the flag over by the Wiener Station.
Yeah,
I think.
That's what we were talking about earlier. When Vic was spewing his poop mouth garbage.
Yeah, that's how he's flailing the spade of BS flying out of his mouth.
Yeah. And guess what? It's only three. You know what that thing's going to look like at six?
Ah! Woo! Lucky if it's still on the pole, right?
When the wind does blow, hit it low.
Yeah,
I think I'll unpack my
bags and hang around here a little while longer. Yeah, you do that, Frank. You perv. All right, Madison.
Look at that girl's dress.
Wait, let me see.
She just walked in. When she was in the middle of the parking lot, it was
full Marilyn Monroe.
It really was. She hit no home runs. And look at the direction that flag is blowing.
You're so right, Matt.
That's blowing in at Dodger Stadium.
It's time.
Look, if you point your arm at it, and then you point your other arm at Dodger Stadium, you can see.
Should we call our boss, who's probably at Dodger Stadium right now, and get like a wind report?
We are your human weather vane show of record. I mean,
remember when
you
yelled
close
at Dave for not going outside?
Go outside and look. Is it raining? Yeah, it's raining.
Well, have you been outside yet?
No.
Well, then how the hell do you know?
Tom Telesco is going to join us this hour. So we're looking forward to that. But right now, it's time for the number of the day with Matt.
Here's
Smith.
My number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is two. I brought this up with the smoking people when the number of the day was three. I saw three people smoking on the same day, and I don't see a lot of people smoking cigarettes these days.
That's a carryover, huh? You had your clipboard counting smokers.
Right. And today, my clipboard was counting. Have you ever seen these? Because I see them sporadically, and it's just because I caught one over the weekend. And then I saw one today on my way in, coming over the Sepulveda Pass on the 405 North. Jurassic Park Jeep.
Oh, yeah. It's a trim choice that you can buy. I told you about this years ago.
I know, but this is years ago. We are in 2021. Jurassic Park vehicle. This is an old-ass Jeep Wrangler.
They still talk about it in the leagues today.
And today, coming over the Sepulveda Pass, a Jeep Cherokee with a personalized plate. This is how into it this guy was. TRXHNTR. T-Rex Hunter.
You think he's ever got one?
I mean, that is a boast that is hard to back up. Like, you're rolling around in a Jeep Cherokee that is gray with the red and the black and the Jurassic Park symbol and the gas cans and the luggage rack on top.
When I saw the
winch.
First Jurassic Park trim choice, it wasn't too long ago because I was living in Palos Verdes, so I've only been there about 5 years. But I remember being like, this guy headed up to Universal Studios?
Right.
Like, what's going on?
What's going on?
Like, wow. But that's... I'm trying to think.
Two in the same weekend. I saw a Jeep Wrangler parked at the beach, and I saw the family getting out.
Like, you can
dad,
buy.
Dad, mom, two kids. This is our Jurassic Park Jeep.
Hunt T-Rex.
There it is.
But you can buy, like, the G.I. Joe trim glasses or the right. Transformers themed. You know, you can do that stuff. But to go with the trim choice, like...
Or the car.
Is there anything else? I mean, I could think about the Eddie Bauer Broncos when we were younger.
Now, listen. Eddie Bauer.
Disparaging.
Eddie Bauer was happening back in the
day.
Oh,
I know it. I had the shoes.
I mean, damn.
I had the shoes.
Right?
But that being said, there's a Jurassic World tow truck in Dana Point from 1999, apparently, Matt. So if you get down to Dana Point, you blow a...
Hey, thanks for making time. Yeah, you know, you're just going to have to put a pin in rounding up them velociraptors to come tow your Cherokee. Yeah, it really blew me away.
I'm trying to think of any other trim choice. Like, can you get like a Star Wars trim choice or a...
I don't think there's ever been a... I mean, maybe a James Bond... Well, no, why would you buy it?
Well, remember that James Bond Beamer that they did for a while?
I guess
that.
Technically, Ford Mustang did the Bullet Mustang, which looked exactly like the Steve McQueen, but that was just a particular color of green that was the same color
still,
of green in the movie Bullet.
Trim choice.
Yeah, still a movie-themed trim choice. I guess technically...
What else is there? I'm trying to
Smokey
think.
And the Bandit Trans Am from back in 70 or 8, I think it was 1980, was the Smokey and the Bandit trim.
There are also Jurassic Park Land Cruisers, if you're interested.
Is that right?
Didn't they do it for Transformers most recently?
They had a Transformer vehicle? Dude, if I could buy a car and it could turn into a robot that
would kick
your ass, you bet your ass I'd select that trim level.
Or like a boombox that turns into a guy that kicks your ass.
Like it's a car.
Or a dinosaur that turns into a robot.
And now I'm taking a dinosaur to work.
Dinobot.
And it's going to turn into a dinosaur and kick your ass.
I think you misheard what I said.
What?
Like the Beetle, you know, was after
yeah,
the metal car.
And guess what? It was a car that turned into a robot and kicked your ass.
Nissan Rogue has the Rogue One.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
And you die at the end.
Your case? No, it's dumb.
You die at the end. You fry.
That's right.
On the beach.
You take it for the team.
Look at this. I have a Harry M. Anderson station wagon.
Ford Country Squire.
There's a Call of Duty Chevy Colorado. How come we don't know this? There's a Harley Davidson F-150.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that.
Dude, we are idiots.
I have seen that, as a matter of fact. The black and orange Harley Davidson F-150.
We're getting chronic tacoed.
Hard.
The Chevy Silverado Special Ops Call of Duty truck is awesome.
It is?
It's fantastic.
What makes it awesome?
Just the way it looks. How
is it, does it look like it's headed out to the...
Yes.
It's headed out to the action?
Yep. It's just going to drive over every other car on its way there.
It's making its way to the theater?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kate says a Colorado. You can probably take it in for a little aftermarket.
It's like a truckette.
Get it wrapped.
It's not a truckette. It's a truck.
Just considerably smaller than mine.
Like his little brother.
Is there an Indiana Jones?
That's a good question.
Indy? You attack Nazis in it?
That's a good question. I think there's a Starship Troopers.
You still get your brain sucked out.
You still see the Back to the Future ones.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the DeLorean, of course. Yeah. Matt, I got a word of the day for you. Real quick.
I'll keep looking for some vehicles.
I mean, Rogue One Nissan.
His words.
The word of the day.
UCLA fight song, please. Harvard Westlake's greatest quarterback ever. And UCLA's most mediocre option quarterback ever. And one of the first sex scenes I ever enjoyed in Stealing Home. Mark Harmon is retiring from NCIS, Matt. All you old people.
Oh, no!
All you elderly. You thought, when JAG is canceled, don't worry, I still have NCIS. But no! Mark Harmon departed NCIS after 18-plus seasons. Last night's episode as Gibbs retired to Alaska. So that is it.
It's a hell of a run.
18 seasons for Mark Harmon.
Awesome in summer school. Brilliant performance.
I mean, who do you choose? Courtney Thorne-Smith or Kirstie Alley?
I know who I'd choose. That chick that got pregnant.
There's a Lara Croft Tomb Raider Jeep.
Is it really? Oh, here we go. 25 weirdest special edition cars ever launched.
I know a dude that had the Kill Bill P-Mobile. There is a My Little Pony Prius.
There is a Levi's Jeep Renegade. There's the Call of Duty Jeep. A Hyundai Tucson Walking Dead Special Edition. Terminator 3 Toyota Tundra. There's your Nissan Rogue One Star Wars. That's stupid looking.
Well, they all die.
Oh my God, look at this thing. A Nissan Altima TIE Fighter.
Whoa!
Like somebody bought that. You could buy that trim choice.
Take this over to the CSI.
Oh, there's our Harley Davidson.
Take this over to the Walgreens. Pick up my...
Look at the Dodge Challenger Stormtrooper Hellcat. It's kind of cool, actually. Who knew? All these Star Wars themes. Oh, how about a piece of crap Fiat 500 Gucci theme?
Oh, my God. Some guy growing up, next door neighbor had the Stripes Urban Assault Vehicle Motorhome. Good stuff. We'll be back with Tom Telesco next.
What?
But first.
But what? First, the song of the day. I'm sorry.
This is the song of the day.
Oh. I thought the NCIS song was like a techno song. Ronnie was playing us out. Oh.
Indeed. All right. That was interesting. The Shout Out Louds are an indie rock band from Stockholm, Sweden, with our song of the day called The Comeback. An inspirational song for the Dodgers who find themselves on the brink of elimination at the hands of the evil San Francisco Giants. But the Dodgers are still the World Series champions the last time I checked, and the comeback begins tonight with Game 4 of the NLDS at Dodger Stadium. And it all starts with Tim Cates, who's here, and he'll have your Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck playoff edition. That show is coming up at 5 o'clock. Be ready.
There's the Chevy Camaro Cates was talking about, the Bumblebee-themed Transformers Chevy Camaro.
Oh, I remember that.
And that thing will turn into a robot and kick your ass.
It will, with that girl.
Oh, my God. The Kung Fu Panda Fiat Panda. Hey.
There's a whole market for this that we have not been attuned with, and we sell cars.
A lot of them.
What about the Boss Hog Edition Cadillac?
Done. Horns.
Blue Chew did a collaboration with the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
Tom Telesco will join us next.
I'm out of my mind. I'm about to crack, so let's call it the comeback.
They're tweeting. They're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at AM570LASports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. Now.
Petros and Money, AM570LASports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We got Dodgers Giants tonight. First pitch just after 6. Walker Buehler, for the first time in his career, will go on 3 days rest. Dodgers must win to continue their chase of another World Series championship. Giants up 2-1. Tim Cates going to have Dodgers on Deck at 5. David Vasse will talk to Ron Darling on a special anniversary for he and Oral Hershiser.
Yeah, special for Oral.
Yeah.
Rolling with it are the Chargers. So we'll take a brief respite from our baseball talk, our seam-headedness. Talk about the laces on the other sides of our heads. It is time to discuss the Chargers. A team that is surging in the hearts and minds of the NFL pundits and fans. A team with one of the most exciting quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback in the league right now. And a team that's going to Baltimore into the belly of the beast to try to get another victory. The GM of the Chargers, the measured, the strong-jawed, wiry Tom Telesco joins us now to discuss it all on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Chargers, Baltimore, 10 o'clock, 98.7. Matt Smith, Daniel Jeremiah, Shannon Farron on the call. What's cracking, Tom? How are you?
I'm doing well, guys.
Oh, I can tell you are. Sound like it. I mean, but we got to know because... You had to feel pretty great watching your team come back and win in a game where, you know, over the years, it's felt like the Chargers over the years have found a way to lose a game like that. Maybe sometimes in a really tight contest. But this team is overcoming. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, I mean, we've been on the other side of that at times. You know, it wasn't that long ago, a couple of years ago, when we went 12-4, we were 6-1 and one score game. So we have done it before. But no, I know what you're, I know where you're getting at with that. And what I liked about this game was the team we played was a really good football team. I mean, they're going to be a playoff team. They're very well constructed. Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have done a great job with that organization. Really, the detailed process they went into to put that team together, and they were tough on both sides of the ball, as you can see. And even getting down by two scores, I mean, our guys just have a will to keep playing, which you have to have in this league, and just keep fighting along. And I don't know if I've been a part of a fourth quarter like that in any game in my career to watch how it went back and forth, and we just kept matching score for score. And it was just a great finish of the game. But not only to win that game, but to beat a team like that's a really good football team was a big win for us.
How often does that happen, Tom? I mean, you had a Browns team that came in having allowed 20 points over their last 10 quarters. The Chargers were allowing opponents to an average of 10 points less than their season average. And all of a sudden, it just turns into this giant blowout where you score 41 points combined in the fourth quarter. Like, how irregular is that?
It's not common, but it's certainly made for exciting football. I mean, I don't think anybody around here can accuse us of playing boring style of football. So it's just such an exciting game. It's just the way it goes sometimes, but you're going to have to figure out different ways to win week to week. Your game plans have changed a little bit week to week, and you just never know how a game's going to unfold. You know, is it going to be tight, close, without a lot of scores, or is it going to turn into what the second half turned into in this game? And as we move through the season, we're going to have other games that are going to, you know, work in different circumstances. We've got to figure out a way. But the coaching staff did a great job with the preparation going into the week, and then even the work during the game as the game changed. The players just kept playing and kept fighting, and that, you know, got a good result out of it.
No doubt, and a really fun game to watch. Tom Telesco is our guest. Like you said, every week's an adjustment. And there's quarterbacks that run. I mean, I remember that's incredible. And Fran Tarkenton. And I remember Steve Young. And, you know, there's some dudes that run around. But it's hard to remember, like, teams that would pull three guys and run their quarterback like these Baltimore Ravens do, I mean, with Lamar Jackson. And how unique is that? Is there anything you can remember that even looks like that in your NFL career? You've done this a long time.
Not the style of offense. I mean, when Michael Vick was in his prime, he was as good as anybody as far as his speed, athletic ability, and explosiveness to get out in space, make people miss, and make a lot of big plays with his feet, and could throw it. I mean, Michael Vick had an excellent arm, was pretty accurate with the football. So he was a really dynamic, two-way player there. But they didn't run the type of offense that Baltimore runs. So it is a unique offense that they have. With the quarterback running, with a lot of misdirection, with the running backs, they block everything up very well. Their offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, is really good at taking what he has and working with the strengths of the players that he has and making it look a little different every week. So, and you know, yesterday as we're going through all of our work, kind of cleaning up the Browns game, we've got the Colts and the Ravens game on, and, you know, obviously Lamar Jackson gets your attention right away, and he was just incredible last night. What he did with his feet and with his arm, the amount of throws he made some really incredible placement throws to receivers and tight ends, and he's just a special player. So we're going to have a great plan together this week to try and slow him down, but that's a really good football team.
Tom, you were coming off a short week against the Browns, and it didn't seem to affect at least the offense all that much. That was a pretty rough game. I mean, just in terms of the physicality of it, the fact they had to rally from a 22-3 deficit, they end up having to play an extra 5-7 minutes of football. Does that play, like, does that make sense? You know, when people say, oh, you know, short week, and that was a late Monday nighter, does that affect the football team?
I think it does. It just, you know, no matter what you do during the week to rest and recover and get your team ready to play. But that's just part of this league, whether you have a Thursday game or you're coming off a Monday game, everybody goes through it. You know, Baltimore just played yesterday, so they played Monday night. They'll have a short week this week. We had a short week last week. So, but you're right that the Browns game, I mean, it was a physical game. Obviously, the Browns had the best rushing attack in the league last year, and they continue that this year, the best running attack again, and now they're built for it. So it was a physical game. We got to get better as far as how we handled it. It was a tough matchup, but we still our defense got the stops we had to get at the appropriate time, and we got about three stops in the second half to get back in the game. So we got the stops when we needed it, but we got a lot of things to clean up as well.
You drafted Rashawn Slater in the first round. He goes up against the league sack leader, and for the most part, I mean, he was keeping him in check for the majority of that game. The only sack he allowed was on a chip from Josh Kelly that, word is, Austin Ekeler told the press after. He said, please stop chipping. I'd rather do it one-on-one. Just kind of share through five games what you've seen from Rashawn and whether or not that's normal for a left tackle in his first five games to look like he has.
No, it's not normal. And I love that that attitude and confidence that he has because, he got Myles Garrett for a lot of snaps on that game. And he did about as well as you possibly could. And chipping on the rushers, there's some positives to it, but there's some negatives as well. And sometimes you don't know exactly where the chip's coming from and when it's going to get there. And it does sometimes throw off the tackles, but there's some benefits of doing it too. But I love the fact that a rookie tackle, is confident enough to go to a player, whether it's Austin or whoever, and say, hey, look, I got this, So that just shows his confidence level. And as we get in, 5 weeks in, he's faced some pretty good rushers, and he's holding up just fine. And not only that, he had some really big-time blocks in the running game, whether it was pulling, getting out in space, or doing it in line. So couldn't be more happy with his development as a player, and he's really helped our offensive line.
Tells me not to chip. What about, I want to get my shots on that guy's ribs. Can't I? Why don't I get to take some football out of Myles Garrett? He's the only guy that gets to bonk that. All right, but fine. Tom Telesco joining us right now on the Petros and Money Show. We're happy to have him on. Justin Herbert is, he's really good, and people are really excited about watching him play and watching him develop week in and week out. I'm sure you feel the exact same way from your position, having drafted him. But what is everybody doing around him that makes him so much better? It really feels like it's a whole offensive product that's going out there right now.
Yes, well, it's his second year in the league, so he's still developing and improving, which is normal. And our offensive staff, led by Joe Lombardi, have done a great job coming in, installing a new offense. Justin, he's sharp and he's smart, and he's taken to this offense. And it does take some time to get things together, but things have started to really start to move the last couple of weeks. And we're trying to build the best team around the quarterback as possible. So, because what Justin does a great job with is distributing the football balanced to everybody. He doesn't lock in on one player all the time, and that just makes everybody, every receiver, every tight end going into a route, hey, look, if I shake open, that ball's going to get to me. So, I like how we're spreading the ball around to the backs and the tight ends and the receivers. And then the guys up front are protecting for him. So it's definitely not a one-man game, even though the quarterback is such an important part of your football team. But it takes a team around him and a defense to get the ball back, obviously. But, he's been a great leader for us. And he's just exciting and fun to watch. And, that was the great thing about the game on Sunday as well is the entertainment factor of going out and watching a kid like that play. I mean, the touchdown run he had, for someone who's 6'6" to be able to change directions the way he did and run away from players and get in the end zone untouched, it's just not something you see every day. And he just is a special athlete and special player.
Well, the string of really good opponents continues. It started it's been just been going all season. I mean, you go from Arrowhead to the undefeated Raiders to a really good Browns team to now a 4-1 Ravens team on Sunday, and the Chargers got a 4-1 record to match. Most definitely looking forward to it. It is a 10 a.m. kick on our sister station, Alt 98.7 on Sunday. Tom, we always appreciate it.
All right, guys, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Tom. Tell me not to chip. I want to hit that guy too. Not up to you. Might hit you too while I'm doing it. That's how it is. Well, coming up next, Matt.
We got a flip-top story of the day. We got Dodger baseball tonight. We got an unapologetic Vic the Brick Jacobs after calling Alex Wood flotsam and jetsam yesterday.
I can't think of a better reason that the Dodgers lost last night than that.
Well,
it was in my head all last night.
You didn't do the yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
And we can't help but look over our, well, I can't help but look over my shoulder. You're facing it. And just see that flag at the Wiener Schnitzel whipping in the wind reminded me. Devil's still got some hot breath out there in Southern California tonight.
The fact that Cates is the one that really is monitoring the Wiener Schnitzel and the tattered flag is not lost on many of our listeners.
It is, as they would say, on brand.
We'll be back.
That is a stretch.
I don't think it's a stretch at all.
Stretch like your boots.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to Dodger Baseball, presented in part by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Morongo, good times. First pitch at 6, Dodgers on deck in just over an hour at 5.
Got to tell you, Matt, a lot of people want to talk about the wind. A lot of people want to talk about the wind and the rain and the back streets. And you weren't here yesterday with us. I mean, you were here.
I was at the NFL Network there.
Yeah, and when I left, you know, when Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck started, and I walked out of this building, Ronnie Fassio and Cates were staring out the window.
Like it was end of days.
Yeah, and there was a murder of crows.
Is like, that right?
Like, at least, remember that?
Signaling.
And Ronnie was like, ooh, the apocalypse! And Cates was like, oh my God, look at the crows! And the wind was blowing all over the place, and it was like we didn't see it coming.
But the crows did.
It was the winds of change. And it really was an apocalyptic scene as I was leaving, and I was like, wow, it is dusty. And wow.
Man, wow, man, freaked out.
Those crows are flying away from Dodger Stadium as the crow flies. And it wasn't until I was like halfway.
It's only 2 miles. Crow flies there.
Right? Down to Gorky Park. And I got to say, like, I was about halfway down the 110 and it hit me like a diamond bullet in the head. I said, damn it, this wind might affect the game.
Those guys probably ought not swing for the fences. Instead, put the ball in play.
I just knew the wind would be a confounding factor. And it would be something everybody pointed to if the Dodgers lost. And lo and behold, it was. But the one thing that
a built-in excuse for whichever of those two teams lost. Well, win.
Much like everything I said to anybody during my football career, I've just tried to pummel it out of my mind. And I don't know why I pummeled it out of my mind.
Why?
Last night. But today I thought about Ronnie and I thought about, you know, eye level with almost like blacked out the windows with crows flying across, and we're here on the fourth floor at the Pinnacle Building.
You know, they say the crows know. The crows know.
Yeah, like dogs with an earthquake.
They recognize faces.
Uh-huh.
You see a murder of crows, they want to murder you. They don't like what you're up to.
And Ronnie was like, ooh, the end of days. And I felt like that was kind of a moment, right, Ronnie? Like, Cates, like, wasn't that like kind of a, we were all here together.
That was a moment.
And Matt was talking to...
I was in the safety of the studios of NFL Network.
Matt was talking to the Dusseldorfs.
Right.
And,
hey, Dussel, what's going on with Dorf?
Is there a way, do you think, to decipher what we experienced
Never
together?
Seen anything like that in my life. It was really
that
bizarre.
That many crows?
Really bizarre.
Wow.
Had to have been like 75 crows.
They're probably
more.
All in the L.A. River, and the wind started blowing all the dust from the construction.
Was there a blonde-haired lady with pantyhose and a phone booth that had to wear it?
No, no.
Okay.
But some of the bodies got blown out of the forest lawn and went across the street. The boneyard was all dug up.
Is that right?
Well, no, but the mausoleum fell over. Bodies were desecrated.
Bodies everywhere.
It was very apocalyptic. And then to have the Dodgers destroyed in the magic of the moment on a glory night.
That offense was apocalyptic.
By the wind. You wonder about those black birds flying toward the sea.
The wind is whipping. There's no denying it. Them trees are swaying. The flag is snapping. I mean, look at those people trying to navigate their way across that parking lot. Looks like they're going to get blown right into that cement wall.
Yeah, they're not going to make it. You know what it reminds me of? Like when people are in Antarctica and they have to hook on with one of them carbiners. They got to.
So they don't get blown away.
They got to hook on to one of them wires and then, like, you know, ride the wire to the next building.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's like. That's what it's going to be like at Dodger Stadium just getting in tonight.
Well, that's what you do. You clip your carabiner into the wire when you get into the batter's box. And then as you run around the bases, you see them blow away.
That keeps you out of the. That keeps you out of the. The way of the throw, like Yasmani.
There you go. I will figure out how to get it there.
So, I mean, I forgot about that last night. You know, where something when something bad happens, you look back and you're like, was that a sign? You know, when 100 million crows flew by and Ronnie's mouth was like, ah! And Kate's was like, oh! And they look like the guy at the Krusty Krab in that meme where it's like, oh!
Oh, yeah.
You know, the world is chaos around you. Something to think about. This is the new Coffee. It's a good song.
I like Coffee.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
Top story coming up. Quick hits.
Dodger theme top story. Quick hits. Braves up. Braves down, I should say. 2-0 to Milwaukee right now. So Milwaukee looking to force a game five. That's good for the Dodgers. Since they'll need a game five as well. String this thing out all five.
Not since Cates raised his arms to the cops with the outside.
That was something. Cates got on a TV. Waving at the car chase.
Over here!
And the Astros advance to face the,
like it's the
Boston
wave.
Red Sox.
Like it's the wave.
We'll be back with your quick hits and fun facts.
Fly ball to left and deep.